look marvelous.
Stranger, looking so sad.
Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Folks, the ladies you're listening to, Scarlett Jane. Listen more, and then we'll be right back with them live in studio. Have a listen.
Feed the birds and wish that you were sitting.
Well, Scarlett Jane is one of the most exciting new collaborations in recent Canadian music. The marriage of the distinctive songs and beautifully haunting voices of Andrea Ramolo. Gee, I hope I got that right. And Cindy Duar, which is like noir. And now, Stranger, their debut recording captures their strength and their vulnerability and a progressive roots sound which embodies the raw and candid demeanor of Lucinda Williams, sort of moody sensuality of Stevie Nicks and Nick Cave, and the tender playfulness of Dolly Parton. You know, one of these things is not like the other things, to quote Sesame Street. Interesting, I would not have put Dolly Parton in a sort of a descriptor for you guys. Mm-hmm. But y'all are playful, aren't you? You seem to have like a nice little... Have you had any catfights? Like just I hate your guts kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've never said I hate you to Cindy.
No.
And that you've never told me that.
No. We respect each other, you know, and we still love each other during our cat fights, but we're like sisters.
So respectful cat fights.
Well, like sisterly arguments, squabbles, let's call
it. Do you borrow each other's clothing? You're not living together, so there's none of that stuff. Because I know chicks do that, right? They are always sharing clothing and getting into fights. Do you have my sweater? I had to have the... I've got a daughter, and she goes through this.
There are things that are borrowed.
Yeah.
But not very often, though, actually. We kind of tend to...
at least weekly.
little items, I guess. But not like... It's not like we're dressed in each other's clothes all the time. It's just like sometimes it's like, hey, can I wear that belt or that piece would go good with this? But
we usually wear the same things on our own most of the time. So
try to keep it simple.
I've heard that there's actually like a left-handed museum somewhere. It's kind of like a circusy thing. It's like a freak show thing.
Oh no!
Yeah. How do you feel about being left-handed guitar player?
Well, freaky, no. clumsy, yes.
Let's say special.
Special, yes.
Sharp ass.
And very symmetrical with the Scarlett Jane thing.
Yeah, we bring symmetry to the stage my left-handedness. And I think that it just makes it a little bit more difficult for me to run into a beautiful guitar that just so happens to be left-handed along the way.
Yes, very well said. Are you really left-handed or just the way you play?
I'm extremely left-handed.
Extremely left-handed.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Right?
What does that mean, extremely left-handed? Like, do you play any sport? Do either of you play? Are you athletic? Because you can't be that good-looking and be athletic. That's just, there's something wrong in the universe when it comes to that.
We are athletic in certain ways. I'm a dancer.
I guess that's
I mean, a dancer is sort of an artistic athlete, and Cindy is a mermaid, a swimmer.
I'm a mermaid, yeah.
Right?
We're both actually turning into mermaids.
And I like baseball. I love baseball.
Playing baseball?
Yeah, I used to play baseball all through. Okay. You know.
And I love soccer. I used to play soccer. My dad's a big soccer player.
I saw you two at a little venue in Guelph. Amber McLean was hosting a sort of a chick night, I guess, every Tuesday night at this place. And you two were there, along with Preetam Sengupta, whose voice is just so blah. What an entertainer she is. is. I mean, she's just got a great set of pipes on her. She's a decent guitar player, and she's got the looping machine going. But let's talk about you guys, because the segue here is there's a purity to what you do in your harmonies, but also in your guitar stylings. And I remember saying to, I think you, Andrea, you know, hey, do you use much of the looping thing or whatever? And no, you just went right to,
We're pretty organic.
Organic.
Our sound is from the ground up, and we work with what we have, and it's a little bit stripped down, and I think that's where the beauty lies. That's what our fans like about us.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
our voices and the way they blend. And, you know, we are both really solid rhythm guitar players, but we play very differently. And so in between, it fills in all the cracks, you know, where I'm silent, Cindy fills that in, and vice versa. So.
Right.
And we travel light, which is what we also, you know, it's just our voices, our guitars, and
roadies.
We travel with our fiddler and stuff. But if we had like a massive budget, then maybe we'd get a little bit excited
little crazy.
About gear. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're not ruling that
or
out.
Maybe
but,
not.
But, or maybe not. But right now, I think we're just like the van, the open road, two guitars, ourselves, and our little suitcase with just a couple. Massive suitcases.
A couple of pairs of boots, hats, you know.
Right. Accessories.
Yeah. Yeah. Dresses.
Yep, got
tons
it.
Of different type of nylons.
Okay, yeah. whoa. Easy.
Yeah. Done.
Easy.
We're done.
All right, let's get into a tune here, if we don't mind, ladies. Who's going to set this one up for us?
I'm going to start with Aching Heart. We're going to play a song called Aching Heart.
Oh, it's timely.
Yeah, you know, why not? Timely, yeah. It's our union was actually quite timely as well. This Scarlett Jane is based on a friendship, 10 years of friendship and heartbreak that we were both going through about, you know, over a year and a half ago. So we did what two great friends should do is get together, write a bunch of songs and
rip
start
guys.
A band. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, all right.
You got it.
Folks, Scarlett Jane on the Drew Marshall Show. Absolutely thrilled the ladies are here. And have a listen. I think you'll dig this.
Sunday morning, I can't get out of bed. No music in the kitchen, but I hear it in my head. You took the old piano that used to play our song. You left me with a broken heart. Where did we go wrong? And you'll go your way, and I'll go my way. We'll go our way this time. Got an aching heart. There's a hole right through the middle, and I can't explain how it hurts me missing you. Got an aching heart. I'm losing myself over you. Over you. Lost in memories. It gets me through the day. Like the time you picked me wild. Flowers from the side of the highway. Tonight caught me dancing beneath the prairie sun. We fell into each other's arms and watched the night go by. And now you'll go your way, and I'll go my way. We'll go our way this time. Got an aching heart. There's a hole right through the middle, and I can't explain how it hurts me missing you. Got an aching heart. I'm losing myself over. Over you. And I know that as the days get cold, you won't be by my side. It's so hard to let you go. Got an aching heart. There's a hole right through. can't explain how it hurts me missing you. Got an aching heart, and I'm losing myself over you, over you, over you. Sunday morning, I can't get out of bed. No music in the kitchen, but I hear it in my head, in my head.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Scarlett Jane, Holy Heart Attack. Well, we knew the girls were little parts, so my son, thankfully, is here. Brought them
a wee
glass of agua. Mm. Girls, I don't know whether you realize this, but I'm kind of a big deal. And we have listeners from over 150 countries to this show, and just a ridiculous following here. We're now in our 10th year. And I am very sure that we just blew everyone away. Very, very sure. And I'd like to know how you deal with compliments, because, you know, there are very few Simon Cowells out there that are going to tell you the truth. Okay, especially YouTube, because you have the beauty thing. You're not ugly. It's radio, and I know you're tired of hearing this. And I was at a concert, and people, you know, the jokes and the things and everything else. But it's a blessing and a curse. You know, to be taken seriously when you're beautiful can sometimes be tough, sometimes, and especially in a male-dominated thing. Mm-hmm. Speak of male bashing. But also, you know, it is a benefit in the entertainment industry. So let's talk about looks. And I don't know what this conversation is going to look like, but you have to have this conversation with you two about this. Sure. Does it suck being pretty?
We have lots to say about this, actually.
The last radio show we did, we actually spoke in depth about this issue, we'll call it.
It is an issue.
Well, it is an issue for us. It has been over the last year and a half, especially since we've joined forces and become Scarlett Jane. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't suck to be pretty, and thank you for thinking that we are pretty. We appreciate that. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I didn't say that.
Well,
someone
must have said it, because we're talking about it right now. But no, in this industry, does it create challenges for us? Yes. Do we get pigeonholed a little bit? Yes. Do people assume that maybe looking at a poster of us in Europe, which has happened, actually, this is a fact, that we probably suck because of the way that we look? Yes, this happens all the time. And it's really unfortunate, because those people are narrow-minded and we are confident with the way that we look.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen with men. Like, they're not going to – people aren't going to question their artistic integrity if they have burlesque dancers on stage with them and they're talking about whatever sexual, you know, things in their lyrics
themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody would ever go, oh, my goodness, look at that artist, and let's talk about the fact that they're using sex as a way to sell music. But we don't even – I mean, we're sensual. We're women, you know, and we're very much women. And we've been dressing pretty much the same our whole lives. I mean, since our careers, we were a bit more, you know, hippy dippy when we were younger.
Hippy-dippy.
A little bit, like dresses and flowing things.
We were part of the folk community, and I guess there's this sense that if you belong to the folk world, and this is, you know, I'm speaking in really black and white generic terms here, but that we should grow our armpit hair, maybe, and not
dreads.
Put on any makeup sort of wear long, flowy skirts, which, you know, we actually did that. And we were young and we were exploring and it was fun and easy. But there's a sort of probably a feminist argument to be had about the way that we actually present ourselves. Hmm. Because, number one, it's very authentic to who we are. And number two, you know, you could say somebody is a feminist because they don't wear makeup and they don't portray this image of feminine beauty that I guess is stereotypical. But for us, actually, we are confident. We are confident with our sensuality, who
we
are.
And that's a choice. And that's what feminism is like having the choice to go whichever direction you want with your femininity and be bold and stand behind what you do. And we do that. And I feel like a lot of it, I mean, in the folk world, people would look at the way we dress, and we always, you know, we dress with class, like very flowy. You know, it's not like
you're not seeing any butt.
Yeah,
cheeks.
We're not trampy
not
at all.
You really are.
Just to be clear on the radio show here, folks, we're not seeing butt cheeks.
Yeah, no. There's no butt cheeks. There's no cleavage. We look great. Our mothers love the way we dress. You know, but
sure, we have a lot of tattoos.
But
I guess we hear that we're in a gang for the older generation.
And it's Stevie Nicks like, and yeah. I feel that like we're too much for the folk. But then if we were in the pop world, then we wouldn't be enough for them. So it's like you find your own way.
And what
you
wore on the Grammys, okay?
Nobody would ever.
We don't wear that on stage. And, you know, good for her. Kudos to that girl for rocking that body and just rocking it with confidence.
Yeah.
Did you see Gordon Lightfoot at the Grey Cup? He rocked it. He was what he was wearing and just a little.
Well, us and Gordy are good pals.
Yeah,
now,
we call him Gordy, and we did a show.
You have not hung with Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did the Gordon Lightfoot tribute, and he came and played some songs.
You did that at where? At Hughes Room?
At Hughes Room, yeah. We were part of that.
Nuts! I was so going to that, except I went to the James Taylor tribute, and then I sort of went.
We played the James Taylor tribute.
Wait a minute. Which one did you go to?
Was it just the most recent one?
Yeah, at Hughes Room.
But it traveled.
Us?
No, wait. It was
the Gordon Lightfoot one traveled.
Oh, yeah, the Gordon Lightfoot. We were there.
Apparently, we're
along.
Not that stunning.
Moving
apparently,
along.
Apparently, we need to dress a little bit more risque.
Well, I had a friend of mine perform Jacob Moon. He performed that night as well. So, okay. So, your website. I don't know who did it or who designed it and who did your photo shoot, but really clear, crystal.
Andre Skinner did our website. He's amazing. Yeah. He's also a great musician. That
nice
in
job.
A band called Canteen Knockout. He's awesome.
And our dear friend Jen Squires does a lot of our promo pics, and she is up and coming and really
she's
taken over in the sort of photographic music.
Yeah, really, really clean website. You need to go check it out. What the heck's it again? It's
scarletjane.com,
I think is what it's called.
Scarlet with two T's.
Scarlet Jane is in the studio and about to do another tune for us live. And the two girls, incidentally, have their own identities, their own sort of, professional careers. Andrea was two records into a solo career when she joined forces to create Scarlet Jane. She's the queen of taking music to places you may never well have heard of. She's completed and booked four major national tours across Canada. She's of Italian heritage. A sweet city woman.
I think that's an old resume. It's not four anymore, and I'm not sweet.
Wow. But here's the thing. Are you a school teacher?
I am a certified high school teacher, yes.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. I am an educator. Beware. People lock up your children.
Yeah. Are you still teaching, though?
Well, of course, yeah. Unfortunately, we don't make $1 million doing what we love to do in music.
Yeah, so you got
to
have a real life.
Once in a while,
I do supply teach.
Yeah, I substitute teach in local Toronto, downtown Toronto schools.
You know, I made every substitute teacher cry. It was my job to do that.
Yeah.
Break down, run out of the room, down to the office, security would come, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that to you.
No, I don't think you would. You'd probably be really nice to me.
Yeah. No, because you got a little bit of a whoosh thing there, right?
Yeah. I keep them in line.
Yeah. Okay.
People don't mess with me.
Yeah. and Cindy, there's some French stuff happening in your world. is that true? Are you do you have some
French
kind of
mermaid, yes.
French connection or something?
I have two French albums and an English album, so I had three solo.
And are you bilingual, fully bilingual, or is it just...
No, I just like to sing in French. Yes, I am very bilingual. Grew up...
Grew up where?
In Northern Ontario. My parents were from Témiscamingue, Quebec, so yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make a bigger splash in the French scene if you stayed in the French scene as opposed to the Toronto scene, the Montreal scene, the Toronto scene, that kind of thing?
I did really well and do really well in the French scene. Mm-hmm. And it was something like after I launched my first CD in 2007 and toured quite a bit all over Canada and Europe a lot with my French career. And I look forward to eventually at some point in my life making another French record. So things, I feel like there's a lot of great opportunities in the French scene, and I got to do a lot of interesting. There's a lot of interesting shows. They do a lot of documentaries and a lot of things to preserve the culture and stuff. So it's a beautiful thing to be part of.
Girls, I am an actual fan of yours now. As opposed to the James Taylor Tribute Night, which apparently I didn't.
Which you barely noticed
I
us.
I didn't even notice you. No, I am a fan now. I've told many people about you. I'd love for you to do Humble and Fred show. If you ever want to do that, just let me know, and we'll get you in there.
Yeah, I used to listen to that show. Mm. We would love to do that.
Yeah, they're doing quite well. They're doing really well now. Their show is repeated on a couple of different stations now.
Very cool.
A lot of fun. So I'd love to get you on that. Anyway, let's do another song and then get you on your way, because one of you's got to go to a gig, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
All right.
Who is that gigging, by the way? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cindy. Andrea?
And we're going to play our big CBC hit. This one is a song we wrote for my grandmother. And it tells the true story of a fire that she, I guess, accidentally set on her farm field when she was burning the crops to prepare for the next planting season. And on this particular day, it was really windy. And
it's like loaded with metaphors here.
It is. And it's a beautiful story. And she was very emotional when she shared it with me after my grandpa had passed away. And I shared it with Cindy, and we thought that we would... Oh, we're social media. We're tweeting. I thought that we would... You know, it would be a great story to write about, and people are really taken to this song. So it's called Wildfire, and you can find it on our album Stranger, which is available on iTunes, as well as maplemusic.com, which is our online distributor.
Excellent. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Scarlet Jane.
One, two, three, four.
Bells rang and life moved slow. People prayed for hope, prayed for rain. A woman, she stood tall and proud with her heavy walk, voice so loud, her body aching. She ignored the pain like she did the years before. Right outside her farmhouse door, lit a match to burn it all again. Wind did blow, it didn't stop. Flame kept burning beyond the crop. It was ruthless, took all it could claim. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees when the dust finally settled. There was nothing but the breeze. Tears ran down her sunburned face for all the things she can't replace. Unanswered prayers never brought the rain. Her boy had yet become a man. She'd hope one day he'd take the land. Black burnt soil is what remained. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees. When the dust finally settled, there was nothing but debris. Upon her tragedies, fields of ash, her leafless trees, her empire crumbled down to ruins. And in her heart she held the blame, never saw herself the same, wouldn't answer to her name. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees when the dust finally settled, there was nothing but the breeze.
Brilliant stuff. Scarlett Jane on the Drew Marshall Show. Absolutely smashing song. When you go to the website, scarlettjane.com, that's this first song that kind of plays on the website. And it's got a beautiful, haunting thing, whatever that means.
Did you hear the Dolly Parton Jolene in there?
I
a little
did,
bit? There we go.
Yeah.
You throw down the chorus kind of like she does.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well done. Well done. Yeah, you're showing me up a lot today in this interview. Thanks. Appreciate that a lot.
Intelligent ladies.
All right, listen, girls. Love to have you again. Love for you to stay longer, but you're big. You need to go and do
thanks
life.
Thanks for having us. We'll come back hang out again.
Yeah, it was an absolute pleasure. Folks, scarlettjane.com is where you want to go to follow these ladies and their career and buy their keychains and their coffee mugs and their music is maybe the most important thing to get. So each and every week we'd like to have somebody here doing a little something live, and that was a treat today. Short break, we'll be right back.
Let your mind to rest. Let me your desire take away my pain. I am liquid fire. It's you that lit the flame. I'm burning up. Burning up, I'm burning up, burning up, burning up, burning up. Surrender to the shadows, melt into the night. Hold me like you need me till the morning light. Leave your traces on me, like the tattoo on your chest. Never say you love me, save it for the rest. Lend me your desire, take away.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?